Okay, all set. All right, well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming along. I'm delighted to say that yesterday we signed a new sponsorship agreement with Foxtel and Fox Sports, which means we can now confirm that in 2014 we will be proceeding with a new national rugby championship. Can I say up front, I'm absolutely delighted with the partnership relationship we have with both Foxtel and Fox Sports. I think this is a great vote of confidence that they've shown in rugby, and we are certainly looking forward to partnering with them on this exciting new initiative. The National Rugby Championship will be a wonderful opportunity to develop elite players for our game and to put a much stronger player development pathway in place. And it will also be a great opportunity to develop coaches and match officials, and in particular to engage more closely with our fan base. There are some really interesting concepts we have in relation to this competition, potentially around innovative new rules, which will really allow us to focus on a fan engagement basis. We anticipate the teams will be participating from all major centres around the country. We expect teams participating from Perth, Melbourne and Canberra. We would expect at least two teams from Brisbane and at least three teams from Sydney, and quite possibly country teams from New South Wales and quite possibly even from Queensland. The competition will start at the basically at the end of the Premier Club competition in both Brisbane and Sydney. So we would expect it will be beginning towards the second half of August, potentially with a grand final to be played first weekend in November. And this is built around the assumption of at least 8 to 10 teams in the competition. I want to express my sincere thanks for the Premier Rugby Clubs in both Brisbane and Sydney for their support with the timing of this competition. They have been very collaborative and very cooperative in agreeing to finish the Shoot Shield in Sydney and the Brisbane Club competition around the third week of August in order that we can start this competition immediately following Club Rugby. So once again, I'm extremely grateful to all the support we've received from club presidents. Looking at this National Rugby Championship from a player development pathway, this is a wonderful opportunity to accelerate the development of our elite players in Australia. For a long time, we have been very envious of South Africa's Currie Cup, very envious of New Zealand's ITM Cup. At the end of the Super Rugby season in Australia, our elite players go on holiday. At the end of the Super Rugby season in New Zealand and South Africa, they play a stunningly good quality competition. We will now be able to match this with the National Rugby Championship. I should say the National Rugby Championship name is simply what we've coded it internally as. It probably won't end up called that. And right now we're still looking for a naming rights sponsor for this opportunity. Next steps from here, we have a commission involved in the organisation of this competition chaired by John Bolfi, including representatives from the Australian Rugby Union, representatives from RUPA, representatives from Super Rugby clubs, and also a representative from Foxtel and a representative from Fox Sports. So we have a quality group of executives accountable for launching this competition. And their next step will this week to put out a document that seeks expressions of interest from individuals, teams, or combination of teams that are interested in participating in 2014. The Commission will then work very closely with those groups that put in place an expression of interest, and we hope to have a full tender process completed around February next year. So sometime in the first quarter of 2014, we would like to think we're going to be in a position to actually confirm which teams are participating in the competition. I'll probably just open it up for questions now, but otherwise, just to say once again, we are delighted with the partnership relationship we have with both Foxtel and Fox Sports, and we are extremely excited about the opportunity this competition represents for Australian rugby going forward.
What makes you think this competition will be more successful than the ARC competition from a few years ago?
Well, look, one of the issues with the ARC competition was the financial model. It lost significant money its first year, and one of the key financial variables at that time was that the ARU actually had to pay the broadcaster to broadcast the event. This agreement with Foxtel and Fox Sports in itself is a giant leap forward. So the commitment that they have given us, while I don't want to reveal the quantum of the amount, it is sufficient to cover the ARU's costs of running the competition. So that in itself is a very significant variance to the ARC. And look, I think many of the strategic reasons for launching the ARC when they did were actually well-founded in terms of putting in place a very important incremental step in the rugby development pathway for Australia. So clearly, in an environment where the Australian Rugby Union's contribution is essentially funded by the sponsorship relationship and will only be seeking expressions of interest from clubs and groups of clubs and individuals who have the financial wherewithal and the organisational wherewithal to run this competition and participate in this competition, that's why we think it should be financially sound.
Will there be a requirement for all elite players who aren't with the Wallabies to be playing?
Yes, there will. So if you are participating in Super Rugby but not part of the Wallabies team, then you will be expected to play in this National Rugby Championship. And so if you think of 175 players in Super Rugby, one-fifth of them will go to the Wallabies program, the other four-fifths will participate in this competition. And beyond that, on the assumption of 8 to 10 teams, roughly, we would expect an incremental at least 150 players to be able to get experience at that elite level of the game. So these are the young potentials coming through. Currently, in South Africa and New Zealand get extraordinary experience in the Currie Cup and the ITN Cup. They'll be participating in this competition, ideally accelerating their development.
So how will that work for contracts, things like that? Will there be a separate salary cap, or will it come under their existing state and AAU contract?
It'll come under their existing AAU contract, and we're working very closely with Rupu, who are central to the organisation of this competition. But that's essentially, if you're part of an AAU contract, you would be expected to play in this competition.
The same thing has been selected from these teams. Is this the step below?
Well, look, it's an important point to understand that we're looking to leverage the infrastructure of the Super Rugby franchises. And so one of the reasons we're getting very good support from those Super Rugby franchises is this is a wonderful development stage to bring players up to actually make a Super Rugby team. So they're going to be very engaged in that process.
Have you got any support from Super Rugby franchises? What's the general reaction been from Club Rugby? And, you know, there's going to be some resistance from it. How do you
say that? Yeah, look, I think everybody's aware that, you know, we had some difficult initial dialogue with club presidents in Sydney and Brisbane, but I can tell you, I met with all the Sydney club presidents last Monday. Ben Whittaker met with all the Brisbane club presidents last Monday, and we're getting a terrific level of support. I'm most grateful for the collaboration and cooperation we're getting from them. I think We all agree that we don't want to do anything that will interfere with the integrity or performance of the Shield Shield or the Premier Rugby Championship in a rugby competition in Brisbane. And that's our real objective. So given that they are happy to align their competition so there is no overlap with this competition, we think that's going to be the most likely outcome.
Are you confident that the standard will be, you know, a fair step up from club rugby?
Yeah, look, if you watch the ITN Cup in New Zealand, you watch the Currie Cup in South Africa, it is extraordinary quality rugby that is being played, which in fact broadcast on Fox Sports here in great volume right now. I am not concerned about the depth of the talent pool in Australia. I am concerned that we don't have the right development pathway in place for them. And I see this as another important step in getting the right development pathway. That pathway actually starts all the way at a lower level. We're doing a lot of work around junior gold cups at under 15s and under 17s. Schoolboy level has always been in pretty good shape. We're going to try and put in place a national under 20s program next year as well, which will flow into Super Rugby Development Competition, Super Rugby Competition, Shoot Shield, Premier Rugby in Brisbane, and now this National Rugby Championship. That creates a comprehensive player development pathway that we think puts us on par with other countries around the world.
And the teams that you're sort of asking for expressions of interest from, will they be completely separate from the players? Or, you know, for example, if there's an existing Sydney team that ends up becoming one of these sides, will players who play for that club team sort of naturally flow through?
Yes, that is the plan. So, look, in the case, I mean, clearly, when you consider Perth, Canberra and Melbourne, we are going to leverage the infrastructure of the Super Rugby franchises in those cities. When we look at Brisbane, there's most likely the discussions we're having with Queensland Rugby Union, who are front and centre in terms of helping us plan for this, are looking at potentially a North Brisbane team or a South Brisbane team, which would comprise players coming from those relevant clubs. We expect something similar out of Sydney, and there is already a dialogue going on. You know, for example, the possibility of a North Harbour team, which could involve the Manly's and Warringah's and potentially North's and even Gordon's of the world coming together to form a team?